The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayabhataka Swami Maharaj on September 1st, 2007 in Carnes, Australia.
Once there was a scorpion, and he wanted to cross the river, so he asked the horse to take me across. He said, well, you may bite me. Now if I bite you, then we'll both die. You'll be in the middle of the water, so why would I bite you? Okay. So the horse took the snake across the river. It's in the middle of the river. The scorpion, not the snake, but the scorpion bite him. So what are you doing? Now we're both going to die. Yeah, but it's my nature. Couldn't help it. So, some people are like that, very envious, so they're just saying negative things about people. We don't want to be like that, like a snake of a person. It says the pure devotees are niyamatsaranam, they're free of envy. They don't find the faults with other people. They look for the good qualities in others. It's like Parikshit Maharaj. He was a kshatriya, was protecting the cows. And the bull are being beaten by the personality of Kali. The cow and the bull, they went, he asked, who's beating you? And they said, well, they just gave different kinds of philosophical reasons. It's ultimately not the doer that's doing it. It's our karma, it's this, it's that, and so many other. They never blamed the Kali. They were on a higher level of consciousness. But of course, Bhiksha, he stopped Kali from beating them. He was seeing the external. The hearing about these great devotees of Krishna is also purifying for us. Hearing about Krishna, hearing about the great devotees. So there's this devotee called Govinda Das. He was the godbrother of Ramanuja Acharya. But the devotees used to always criticize Govinda Das. Because they said that he would sleep on the bed of his guru, which is very wrong, and that he would do weird things. So one day Ramanuja went up to his guru's quarters, and there he saw Govinda Das was making up the bed of the guru. And Govinda Das laid on the bed for like 1 second and came off. He said, why are you doing that? Don't you know you're not supposed to lay on the bed of the guru? He said, my duty is to see the bed is properly made. How will I know unless I try it out? No, but you may go to hell because of this offense against the guru. So let me go to hell, but let the guru have a nice sleep. Then he saw this is a higher level. He's making a supreme sacrifice. He's prepared to go to hell for the guru. So people are criticizing him. They don't understand his mood is like that. Very much service-oriented. And one day he saw Govinda Das had a cobra, and he's sticking his finger down the cobra, making sound. He says, what are you doing? You're torturing the cobra. He said, no, the cobra swallowed a lemon. He got stuck in the throat. He can't breathe. I can't help him. I can't stand it. He suffered. He's putting his finger down the throat of the cobra to take out the lemon. Who does such a thing, you know? Taking such a risk to help a cobra. Like this, there's so many ways, and Ramanuja realized that this Govinda Das, he's not an ordinary person, he's a very merciful person, very responsible, but people always seem superficially and criticize him. We should see, we shouldn't just speculate what somebody's motives are, we should actually know what they're really doing. Maybe they have a different reason. You see, Ramanuja, he didn't just take what everybody was talking. He asked, what are you doing? What's your purpose? And whatever Govinda Das, and he accepted that. Whatever Govinda Das said. So Krishna, his devotees, they're all very great. They're the greatest. Even Krishna has been enamored by his devotees' good qualities. So if Krishna finds something praiseworthy in his devotees, what to speak of us? When Haridas Thakur passed away, then Lord Chaitanya was glorifying Haridas Thakur, all his wonderful qualities, how he was beaten in 22 marketplaces, vice bazaar, and he survived, and how he established freedom of religion in that kingdom, how he made all the prisoners in the prison house devotees, how he made the prostitute Hira a devotee, who came to seduce him. Instead, she became a devotee. I was always chanting 300,000 names. We try to do 16 rounds a day. And that's our, for the initiated devotees, others may do less. But for initiated devotees, it's 16 rounds a day. So, he's doing 12 times, usually it maybe takes 2 hours for some people to do 16 rounds. So he would chant 12 times 16, every day. Lord Chaitanya was very happy to glorify Haridas Thakur. So Parikshit Maharaj, also grandson of Arjuna, very great devotee. Like this, we should hear about Krishna, about his devotees. We get purified. This helps us to come on the path of liberation.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives, and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.